listening to the Higher Ideas Podcast, where ideas grow. Connect on Twitter, YouTube, iTunes, or higherideas.net. Now here's your host, I.
Hello, fellow human. Remember this voice? Remember this podcast? I'll be really surprised if you do, because I barely do myself. I've been gone once again, radio silent, for 6 months. And in the past, when I've been silent, it's because I was occupied with more pressing projects, such as writing my book for 2 years, right? But recently, yes, I've been occupied. I've been occupied getting my work visa prepared over here in Peru, specifically so I can invite people over here and work with you guys legally, all nice and clean, all above board, work with you guys here, drinking ayahuasca, providing my service to help you guys. And you know, this process, this visa process, turned out to be so much longer, so much more expensive, so much more frustrating than I ever could have imagined. I've always hated bureaucracies, but this bureaucracy here is so backwards, is so full of frustrating little, oh, you got to run over there and pay your bank fee there, and then take the paper and bring it back over here to our office, and make sure you get it stamped, make sure you get it photocopied, make sure you get it notarized, just running all over town, sometimes paying an entire flight for nothing because of a stupid little, oh my God, okay. Sorry. Yep. Frustration. I've been frustrated, fellow human. Very, very frustrated. And through this whole time, I've had all this time, really, between flights, between hotel stays. I've had plenty of time to podcast, but the problem was I was so angry. I was so frustrated because of this process, and not only because it was costing me so much more than I expected, not only because I felt I was being bled dry by this process and worrying, will this even be worth it? I was okay spending maybe $1,000 on this process, but when you're noticing it's becoming $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 that I was putting into this thing, I didn't even know if I was going to get this residency through this whole process. That's a stressful situation, especially when that's money that you had been holding to pay your way here in Peru, right? I've been living off my savings for years, and living in Peru definitely drained a great part of that for a year, but this visa crap, it just murdered my account. And through it all, some frustration that had been brewing in the background for a while reared its ugly head and tied into all of that. And so before I could get back to the podcast, I need to address this thing that has been stopping me from getting back to the podcast, this frustration. And this is going to feel like a very selfish episode for me, because I'm not used to asking for help. I am used to being a very independent person with a good paying job that doesn't need to depend on anybody for anything. And yeah, there's pride there. But I've also always been a person who doesn't like to load things onto people, who doesn't like to cost anybody anything, right? When I was a kid, I couldn't even ask my parents for $2 to go to the corner store and get some candy without feeling guilty. And of course, my mom was happy to give me a couple bucks to make her kid happy, but I always felt bad and I always had this inkling of, don't bother your mom, I mean, they're paying your life, kid. Right? They're working their butts off to pay this life in Toronto, and I knew they were working their butts off, and we were pretty much borderline broke a lot of my youth. So who was I to ask for $2, right? For some stupid candy. Well, what happened during this 5 month ordeal is, as I said, this whole visa process, knowing that I'm bleeding my account dry, with nothing to show for it, no guarantees that it's going to pay off, it also brought up my frustrations, to be honest, with this podcast and with all of the work that I've been doing since 2011, the podcast, the book, the art that I make to try and stimulate people to pay attention, the music that I sometimes share. I mean, ever since 2011, I have been changing my life from a selfish life that just has this high-paying job, lives for himself, doesn't really worry about anybody else, and I've slowly been sacrificing and abandoning comforts and abandoning safety, abandoning stability. Why? Right? What is the idea? What am I doing here? Am I stupid? Right? This all came up during this 5 month process and got really bad. I got really angry about a lot of things, really frustrated and really hopeless. I lost hope. I lost faith in so many things, in the people who listen to this podcast, in the idea that my podcast is at all helping anybody, right? In Maestro, who I'm working with here with ayahuasca, I lost faith in him, that he'll support me, that he'll help me. And in ayahuasca, that it was helping my life, because there was this big weight on my shoulders that I was trying to get off since the first time I drank, and I was never seeing a solution. Well, 2017 seems to be turning things around. That weight is off my shoulders, and I'm feeling a lot better, ready to come back to the podcast. But as I said, I need to deal with this frustration around the podcast before I can return to it. So I'm sure you're figuring out the frustration, right? What is this giving me? What is this voluntary effort, this podcast that I have been sinking money and time into? What is it giving me? See, when I had a job and, you know, a full bank account, the only thing I was sacrificing for this podcast was some money that I could spare and time, my extra time. Pretty much all of my extra time was going into this podcast, which means I didn't have a social life. I didn't go out. I didn't take care of my health. You know, every spare moment was going into this podcast. And not only that, I was losing sleep over this podcast because my head would keep spinning with ideas. Oh, I could do this. I could do that. I got to work on this. I got to work on that. And so already while I had a job, the podcast was costing me more than money. It was costing me life. But then I left my job to finish this book, which ayahuasca told me to write and assured me would sell. Just make this book and it'll pay off in the long run. But I'll be honest, fellow human, the book isn't selling that great. I've received one check from sales of this book, and it's a check for $100. I quit an $80,000 job for 1 year to finish that book as fast as I possibly could. So I was living off my savings, losing out on $80,000 income, and years later, how many copies of this book have I sold? I have made $100, and that $100 is gone. I mean, it's long gone, right? Into this visa process. Once again, bleeding money out, just making sacrifices left and right. For what? I had to ask myself through this process, where is the payoff? Where is the help? Where is the support? Where is the traction? Where is the feeling? Where is the proof that this is even doing anything for anybody, right? I mean, already I was feeling that I have no connection with the listeners. I would put out episodes and I would often invite people to get in touch, you know, suggest an episode topic or tell me what you think about this. Let me know if it helped. Silence. Maybe two times a year, somebody would contact me and say, wow, your podcast is great. It really helps me. You're doing something really special. And that was always a great breath of fresh air. Oh, God, thank you. Somebody. Is giving me something back, right? I can see that this is doing something, but it's so rare. And in this dark phase I've just been through, fellow human, it all came up. It all just sunk me into this deep pit of, I'm an idiot. I am now broke in Peru. I've lost 3 belt sizes in the recent months because I'm broke, right? Things are breaking. I can't buy new ones. I mean, I'm losing everything. So there's this panic that set in. What the hell are you doing, man? It's time to quit. It's time to go to your job and just live your life and stop trying to help the world. Because guess what? It doesn't look like the world gives a shit about what you're doing here. And it's frustrating because I know I've got thousands of listeners, according to the stats. And yeah, that's it. I've been frustrated, I've been angry, that I'm bleeding myself dry financially, energetically. I was running on pure hope and faith since 2011, but this visa process bled me dry. And so I'd look at this microphone sometimes and say, I should really get back on this thing. I should really keep it going, you know, talk about ayahuasca, talk about the positive things. But there was just this disgust that would come up. This feeling of why? Why? Where's the proof that it's worth a damn? So, fellow human, I'm sorry if this sounded dark and negative, but I need to express this so you guys understand what's going on here. I'm asking for help. In this episode, I am asking for help because this podcast is struggling. I am struggling. I need some income, not just of money, of energy, of support, a feeling that I'm connecting with you guys, right? So, here's a short list, guys, of what you can do to help me if this has at all stimulated you to try to help, right? The first and most basic thing you guys can do is let me know that this is helping. Send me an email and tell me what this podcast has meant to you, because I've been shouting into the darkness for so many years, and I don't often hear anything back. It's a very lonely feeling, and I really, really would love to hear from you guys and know what's going on. Know what you guys would like from this podcast. What am I doing right? What am I doing wrong? You know? I mean, the silence is deafening. So the most basic things you guys can do is that. Get in touch. Get involved. Make a comment when I post an episode. Give me a like. You know, share. Share my episodes on Facebook. I don't have a huge network. I kind of depend on you guys to help this thing grow. And the fact that I'm not seeing much traction makes me feel that I'm not doing it right. I'm not doing anything that excites anybody. And nobody is excited enough to take action, as simple as a like, as a share, as recommending this podcast. These are all free things that you guys can do that will tremendously help this podcast. And, of course, feed me, right? Feed me thanks for what I do, for what I'm trying to put out there, for what I'm trying to help you guys. I'm sacrificing so much, not to help myself, but to give of myself to help this world. And the bounce back, it's just, I'm not seeing it. So that's the most basic thing you can do to help this podcast. Share if you feel it's worth sharing. Tell your friends about this thing if you know, you think it's worth sharing. Otherwise, it's not going to grow, right? I can't pay for advertising. I can't pay for ads, right? I'm doing my part to death. I am bleeding myself to death. That's a little something you guys can do. Of course, there's also my book, as I mentioned, that has not been selling too well, probably because I'm not selling it right. I'm not good at selling things, fellow human. I'm not good at asking for money. I'm not good at convincing people to spend money. All I've been doing is trying to explain what it is as best and as interestingly as I could, and I'm just not seeing the splash. So if you've heard me talk about this book, consider picking it up if you can spare the money, right? That definitely goes a long way to support me and also make me feel that it was worth 2 years of my life to make this thing. So you can find that book over at terrorandmiracles.com. Read it. If you like it, leave a review. That also helps tremendously. It's about getting involved. It's about showing me feedback. It's about showing me that this is affecting somebody. And recommend it to others if you like it. Share it with others if you like it, just like the podcast, just like anything I make, everything I do. I want it to spread. I want it to reach people. Next on the list, fellow human, there's Patreon. So Patreon is this really interesting system if you've never heard about it. It is a system that allows people who want to support an artist or support an ongoing project, it allows people to give every month. So you could give $1 a month, you can give $5 a month, you can give $10 a month, whatever you like, whatever feels worth it to you to support what I'm doing here. You can head over to Patreon and sign up. I know it's a little annoying to sign up to things, but once you do, you can start donating monthly to me, and that would be so helpful if I could have some kind of stable amount of money coming in every month. First of all, is supporting the podcast and my project and my life here in Peru. But also just shows that people every month are still saying, yes, 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 keep going. I will give you $1 a month. I will give you $5 a month. That alone is a huge moral support, you could imagine. So I've set up a Patreon account. I will link it at the top of the website over at higherideas.net. I will link it on my Facebook. Please, guys, get involved. This is the time to save this podcast because I have been seriously considering walking away and just focusing in on me, on my life, and preserving myself, for God's sake, because I literally feel like I am dying here. I'm bleeding dry. That has been this image, this frustrating sentence that has been just looping in my head these last months. I am bleeding myself to death. For what? I need some help, and that's difficult for me to ask. But my recent ayahuasca dieta has told me, if you need help, if you need love, if you need support, you need to learn to ask for it directly and not just expect people to give it if they don't know how much you need it. This is pretty much an emergency situation, fellow human. I need this support if this podcast is to go on, if I'm to go on over here in Peru sharing these stories and also providing now this service. I have put the last of my savings, as I said, into preparing the legalities so I can invite you guys to Peru to drink ayahuasca with me, with my support, with my help. Not just an ayahuasca experience, but the Higher Ideas experience. Drinking ayahuasca with I, this guy who I assume you've been listening to for a while, and I can only assume you've been appreciating. This is ready to go. But like I said, before I get back to this podcast and give it one last go, I had to take this selfish opportunity here to let you guys know what a dire situation I'm in right now and that I could really use any kind of help you can give, whether it be, as I said, getting involved, letting me know if I'm helping, sharing on Facebook, helping this thing grow and spread, or financial support, buying the book, joining Patreon and becoming a patron. Come to drink ayahuasca with me. Of course, that's going to be the most expensive and difficult and out of your way thing you can do to help, but that helps you too. Everything you do to help me helps you too, because I have been helping you for free. I'm already helping you. I'm already putting everything I can into helping people out there. It's time for me to be a little selfish, guys, and ask for you guys to help me too. So thank you, fellow human, for listening to this. I hope it didn't come off too angry or frustrated, because as I said, I've been dealing with that for a while now, this intense frustration. I'm feeling much better, so I think this wasn't too over the top, right? I think this was just honest, and hopefully we'll see some movement. We'll see, fellow human, but it's time for things to start moving for my own sake. So, fellow human, gracias a todos. Thank you to everyone. I'm going to get to work on some actual episodes now with, again, the lingering faith that this episode will somehow help me for the first time. Please help me. Until next time, fellow human, keep thinking. Thank you.